This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Don't snooze, you lose the news. How about that for a new slogan for the DJV program? Well, I think somebody's used that before, right? You snooze and you lose. That's been done before, ladies, I think, if I'm not mistaken. As closely attuned as I am to the slogans of the world and what's really happening in the world, I think that may not be an original thought. Although most of the things that we do here on the DJV program are original thoughts. Jennifer Horn and all of her original thoughts. Victoria Keelan and all of her original thoughts. And certainly no one can doubt that I have a few original thoughts as well. Even though it may not be that the original thought about snoozing and losing is not something I suppose we could do like everybody else does, right? We could steal it. Just like, you know, I could be a Chinese government official and steal whatever I can steal. Steal it. Let's just steal it. Okay, everybody all in on that? Raise your hands, please.
Sure, it's an easy way, right?
The easy way. Right? We're not really too good. So what about this, the Batwoman, speaking of China, who says that COVID did not come from the laboratory. Is she in the laboratory?
Yes.
She's Zensley. She's the head of it. Oh, of course. We're going to believe her. Right.
Right. She's already dead, I'm sure, because she welcomed people to come in and inspect the lab, and then the Chinese government was like, she wasn't authorized to say that, so I'm sure she's already dead. She's also the woman who, I want to say it was maybe June or July. It was in the summertime. She did her first interview. She started doing interviews, again, unauthorized, apparently. She did interviews with a lot of different world news organizations saying that they had samples of the virus in the lab, but then the samples were either they destroyed them or that they sent them somewhere to, I don't know. She's been trying to make
the case. They sent them all over the world.
Yeah, exactly. They put them on a plane to Italy. So she's been trying to make the case for a while now that this did not originate in that lab. I don't know how many people in the world believe that anymore. Certainly in the beginning of this, a lot, like I got into some, you know, interesting discussions with people in my life who thought I was crazy for saying that I totally believe that this was engineered in a lab.
The Doug Stephan mantra.
Yeah, I mean,
guy? What is he saying? What?
Well, but even, you know, I said it in my personal life, and, and I had a lot of people saying, oh, no, I saw a documentary on Netflix, and that it came from the bats and the wet markets. I'm like, guys, I just don't believe that.
No. Who produced that documentary, by the way? Where'd that come from?
The Chinese.
Good question. I never saw it. Yeah. I don't know. I never saw it. I don't know.
I was listening to Nikki Haley, who's the former ambassador to the UN, talk this week, and she was talking about, somebody asked her, do you think China intentionally released this vaccine, and she said, I don't know. But she said, what I do know is if it plagued them, that they, I do believe that they would have made sure that the rest of the world was suffering with the same thing. She said, what I know about the Chinese is that they don't want to suffer.
Don't suffer alone.
By themselves. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So whether or not it was intentional, I don't think the government's ready to say that, or at least Nikki Haley in her post-government position. But she said one thing that she knows about the Chinese government is that if they were being plagued with this, they were going to share it with the rest of the world. And she believed that no matter where it got started, how it got started, they didn't try hard to contain it because they wanted the rest of the world to get it too.
Did we ever talk
about the miners who with the bats?
The miners.
I was reading about this last night. I didn't know about this, and then I was kind of, this year is a blur, so I wasn't sure if we actually talked about it, and I didn't want to be, you know, ill-informed or too late to the party. But I was reading a story last night. I forget who published it, but apparently there were, in 2017, maybe, or 2016, I think it was 2017 or 2018, there were a bunch of Chinese miners not far from Wuhan who were mining, I don't know if it's coal or whatever they were mining, but that the same bats that do carry this coronavirus were living, their natural habitat were in these caves where these miners were working. all of the minors got COVID-19. It wasn't COVID-19 at the time. It would have been COVID-17 or 18 or whatever. But it's the exact same thing that everyone is dealing with now. And then, somehow, to me, it's very easy to connect the dots. So the Chinese government found out that all of these minors were deathly ill, and a lot of them died. And so the outside world, like the World Health Organization and other, the BBC was, that's where I was reading this. So the BBC started doing investigative journalism, you know, they sent investigative journalists over to talk about whatever this weird story was. These minors were all coming down with this horrible flu-like disease or virus, and a lot of them were dying because they already had lung issues and the whole thing. And so when it got to the point where the BBC wanted to run a story on it, the Chinese government completely blocked everybody out. No one was allowed in the town. No one was allowed near the mines. It was very similar to what you would imagine the Chinese government does. They put it in lockdown. Mm-hmm. And it turns out it's the exact same. When they did manage to get a few samples out, I'm not sure if someone was a turncoat and sent samples out from the lab, but it turns out it's the exact same thing that we're dealing with now. It just had been contained to the mines at the time. It's not difficult to connect the dots and think that the military lab, which the Wuhan lab is a military lab, it's not hard to think that they might say, huh, that's kind of an interesting thing that's happening to these miners over
there.
Why don't we take it into the lab and investigate a little more? Right. You know, and then maybe weaponize it. It's not a stretch. I don't know why so many people are so hesitant to think that, you know, we're crazy or people like us are crazy for even suggesting that. I don't know. You guys know, I'm not a tinfoil hat person at all, but I don't know why that's such a leap for people to get to.
Well, I am a tinfoil hat person, and I'm happy that,
Yoda.
Yeah, I do. I love Yoda.
Yeah, I'm a tinfoil hat person.
Right. Tinfoil hat person I am.
That's, whatever it is that is used to describe the thinking, I don't know why it is that we, just because we're not thinking the same as everybody else in lockstep with, well, I'm going to believe what everybody tells me to do or what everybody else tells me to think, that's just not where I'm at. You know, you look at some of the things that have come out of this COVID-19, the complete corruption of much of the medical entourage that we know in this country. I'm not sure the public really trusts, you know, we don't trust what comes out of China. And I'm not sure, the obsession that we've had with this whole thing and where it's led us. My daughter and I were talking about this last night, the confidence that we don't have anymore in the system. It's pretty much collapsed because we haven't been told the truth. People, as much as I criticize people for paying too much attention to their devices, I think intrinsically or inherently we know what the truth is. Don't you? I mean, when you talk to people that you know, do they know what the truth is, or is it the truth,
well,
the
what
fact,
truth?
Or
truth?
Their truth?
Right, you know, which truth are you talking about?
Right. Yeah, well,
it depends on the issue.
And that's what's happened in medicine. You look at the skepticism that people, I was looking at a poll of public safety and the priorities here, and this one was done by the Kaiser Family Foundation, as a matter of fact, Victoria, Jennifer, revealing 62% have worried that the FDA has green-lighted a vaccine before it was really safe. Now, is that the reason that some people don't want to get the shot? I think that's part of it.
I've heard some people say that, yeah.
Yeah.
And part of it is that there was a lot of disinformation about it to begin with. Remember, like, Kamala Harris said, well, if this comes out in Trump's administration, I'm not taking this vaccine.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Or Andrew Cuomo said, well, we have to have an independent review. Or Gavin Newsom said, we have to have an independent review.
Well, what did they find in New York?
No, in New York, they found it was okay. But the reason that New York did that is because in the very beginning of all of this, those rapid tests, the saliva tests, the COVID tests that they were using in the White House and they were using in California, they were so inaccurate. They were at like a 40 or 30% accuracy rate. And so those tests were being distributed among the states, especially to New York and New Jersey and California, where we were first hit really hard. And they proved to be so inaccurate, the Dr. Zucker, who is the medical, the doctor of New York, whatever the official title is. So he and an independent lab decided to create their own test. And that COVID test from New York ended up being the most accurate of any of the tests that any state was using.
And what did it show?
So they decided, what do you mean what did it show?
It showed that these...
It's a COVID test. So the COVID, their COVID test ended up being.
About, I thought you were talking about testing the various vaccines.
Well, this is part two. This is the reason the infrastructure was already laid with all of the labs in New York. So they created their own test, and now the reason, and they're following up with, they wanted to do independent testing on the vaccine. I wish that, you know, I would be fine with that if New Jersey decided to do an independent test. What's wrong with having another layer of safety? This was
unprecedentedly
quickly.
But you know why they were doing it. I mean, it's not just about protecting
to
people.
Give
especially,
a little shot to Trump.
Yeah, well, I mean, especially look at Kamala Harris.
I don't know about Kamala Harris. I'm only talking about New York.
I mean, come on. I mean, that was to just try to get people crazy about whether or not they should take
but
the
you know
vaccine.
What? Actually, as much talk as we did about hydroxychloroquine.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Right. Basically, that was discredited politically. But if you look at the studies, I'm looking at something else here from the Center for Disease Control. 65 years this stuff has been around. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Yeah,
that stuff's
been
being used.
Yeah,
babies,
well,
children,
my friend's sister-in-law
seniors.
Takes it every day for lupus. She has lupus, and she's been on it for years.
So it's a specific. It needs to be used specifically.
Yeah.
But when you, if you listen to some of these boobs, it was no good for anything. It was like completely wipe them out. Why, this is terrible. You can't use this stuff. You know, that's the kind of thing that I'm talking about. By the way, speaking of Kamala Harris, this person, Alex Padilla, is that how you pronounce his name?
Padilla, yeah.
What's his story? He's been going to fill the seat.
Well, yeah, because Gavin Newsom, because of all the appointments from California, Gavin Newsom's like got freewheeling power to just put in whoever he wants. Now, he could call for a special election, but he doesn't want to do that because then he wastes a chance at appointing someone. So Kamala Harris leaves behind her a Senate seat. And so there was a lot of talk about who would get that Senate seat, Adam Schiff, Eric Garcetti. They were all being tossed around, but Gavin Newsom went with Alex Padilla, who's our Secretary of State. Now, he checks a box as the first Latino that has been put into a position to be a senator, basically, in California.
The son of Mexican immigrants? Yeah.
Yeah, not elected, so I don't know if that actually is going to, you know, someone can actually come and usurp him, basically, from that title, because he'd
be
elected.
He only has 2 years, right? Because he's supposed to fill out the last 2 years.
For
of
Harris?
Yeah,
I think she's at 2 years. Yeah. So
what, is somebody run against him in 2 years?
Yeah, someone can run against him, or he'll win. Yeah.
Who's good? That could run against him. He went to MIT. He's got a pretty good, interesting.
Well, I know. The problem is, he was secretary. He was the youngest member of the city council. He's definitely a career politician.
Full-time.
The thing that bothers me is that as Secretary of State, all of the stuff that the nation is talking about, bloated voter rolls, is something that it was his specialty in California. He had no interest in cleaning up the voter rolls in California. He was sued many times. He was slow walking trying to clean those things up, and so I was unimpressed with him because of that. I mean, if your job of Secretary of State first and foremost is to protect an election, well, then get to do it, especially when you have lawsuits ruled against you, but never happened. So.
All right, in the next half hour of the DJV program, we're going to look at home prices around the country, and we're going to speculate as to whether or not J-Lo is going to wrap herself around A-Rod, you know, kind of like as a permanent fixture. Is that going to happen? To happen to be or not to be? That is the question. Also, to eat or not to eat is the question. Take a minute and listen to all of us rave about the cookies that come out of Yvonne's Bakehouse. If you're looking for a last-minute idea, last-minute gift, you might not be able to get the cookies, but you can certainly give a gift card on the site. So I'm not sure I've talked about
this. That's a great idea, actually. I didn't know they did gift cards. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then people can just shop for whatever they, you know, they feel that they need and or want to try. Yeah, that's a great idea.
This is a gluten-free cookie that tastes, unless you, you know, if you were to say, oh, I can buy those cookies at the store. I'm not going to buy cookies over online. Why do I buy cookies online? Because you can't find anything like, right, exactly. They are amazing, amazing, amazing.
And what's cool is they come individually wrapped, so you can actually gift them. So one of the things that I'm doing this year, because, and shh, don't tell them, my dad absolutely loves the chocolate chips, have some that I've kept in the freezer, and then on Christmas morning, I'm going to dump some in his stocking.
Cookies for breakfast.
He loves them. He loves them so much. And you can do it because they're individually wrapped. It's perfect.
EbansBakehouse.com, EBANS. Here's the DJV code for a big discount. Merry Christmas, 21 after the hour.
Now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Ooh, a McCartney song, Find My Way. So there's a couple of interesting Beatles items here for our consideration this Wednesday morning, the 23rd of December. Again, Merry Christmas! It's 23 after the hour with the DJ Beers, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, and then there's you and Paul McCartney discussing the creation of his new album, McCartney 3. Also sharing a handful of Beatles memories, being interviewed on an Apple One Music show. The information from McCartney indicates this album made while he was in lockdown. He called it Rockdown. That's kind of cool, huh? Finishing up some music he was doing for an animated film. He scores a lot of movies and stuff. McCartney also spoke about Lennon's decision to leave the Beatles, noting that there'd been plenty of bickering among the group, but there was no big blow-up when Lennon announced his decision. It was that sudden, he recalled. I remember hearing him say in an interview, yep, Yoko did us in.
Well, he didn't ever actually say that, because I Googled that, because that's one of those, like, urban legends.
Yeah, but I thought I saw him
He never actually blamed Yoko.
Yeah. Anyway, he says, looking back on it, he just hooked up with Yoko, and he was in a completely new track for his life. He had a strong woman. He loved experimentation, and it was Yoko saying, let's take all our clothes off for an album cover. And that's the kind of thing that appealed to John. McCartney went on to say that getting the chance to repair his relationship with Lennon before he died was a huge blessing. He remembered their conversations about parenting and baking bread, suggesting that even their competitiveness regained a good-natured tone. I know that when I had done McCartney 2, I know he'd listened to it, because I heard that he was very keen on the song Coming Up. And what would happen with me and John was he wrote a letter. He wrote this later on. He's saying, oh, bloody hell, Paul's come up with something good. That means I've got to as well. McCartney dropped McCartney 3 last week. It also appeared on the cover of the latest issue of the Rolling Stone with Taylor Swift as part of the Musicians on Musicians series. So at 70, what is he, 76 now? 77? Something like in that department.
Something
still,
like that.
Something
yeah,
like that 70s. That he does not look
very
like.
Right, exactly.
He looks good amazing.
It's 25, almost 26 after the hour. So in league with that, I don't know how many of you heard this story. I posted on my personal Facebook page yesterday, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, the trailer for the Beatles documentary that Peter Jackson is doing. And so this glimpse is available. It's not actually coming out. He's working on it. It's not out till next August. McCartney dropped a five-minute clip from the doc via his Twitter, featuring Jackson talking about, and that's what I've, it's the same thing I've posted on my, and we'll post it on the DJV show Facebook page as well. Jackson stressing that this is not really a trailer, rather a sampling of the 56 hours of never-before-seen footage that was taken from their studio recordings, things like that, scored by the titular song Get Back, which you're hearing here. The peak features all manner of studio antics. It just looked like they were having fun. It made me smile broadly when I watched it. As a matter of fact, a couple of places in, I laughed out loud.
That's what McCartney and Ringo are very involved in this project, which they weren't in the last time, in the 1969 film, or the 1970 film that came out. That made it look very much like it was just all drama and they hated each other. So Ringo and Paul McCartney have been very vocal, saying that that was not a really accurate depiction. So what you saw with them laughing and goofing, both of them feel like that was much more accurate.
Yeah, exactly. Especially Ringo, who's pretty much...
Right. Well, peace and love, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
anyway,
you go.
If he can screw up and get away with it, he does. And that's what is pretty obvious in all of this. So you might want to check it all out. It'll be available everywhere. But if you want to check it out at our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV show, or Doug Steffen, it'll be there. 28 after the hour, Wednesday, the DJV program with a happy and merry, good best wishes to all of you, generally speaking.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. At SEMA 360, Chevrolet will showcase a 1977 K5 Blazer converted to all-electric propulsion. The K5 Blazer E is a functional proof of concept of the upcoming electric, connected, and cruise package. Chevrolet Performance plans to sell in the second half of 2021. During the virtual event, Chevrolet Performance will survey SEMA members interested in building their own electric projects to help finalize Chevrolet's initial e-crate offer. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
All the last-minute gifts are on sale at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 60% off almost everything and shop new doorbusters, including gifts from $7, socks from $2, tees from $8, and more. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through December 24th. Cozy up for the holidays with 60% off everything at Banana Republic Factory, including soft sweaters, comfy pajamas, must-have gifts, and more from $9.99. Find your nearest store now, only at Banana Republic Factory.
The number one gift in this stressful year? Relaxation from Homedics. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand, with gifts for every aching muscle on your list, with free shipping on orders over $50. Holiday supplies won't last, so avoid the rush while you can at HOMEDICS.com. Get the perfectly relaxing, perfectly affordable gift now at Homedics.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
If you ever doubted Congress with a blank check is a bad thing, just look at what's included in the 5,600-page coronavirus relief package and how the goal to help hurting Americans was totally missed.
It really is a disgrace. It's called the COVID relief bill, but it has almost nothing to do with COVID. I am asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple.
Trump went on to list some of the ridiculous spending that has nothing to do with its goal. Cash for two national mall museums, $10 million for gender programs in Pakistan, a $2.5 million for internet freedom. Mexico will receive 1.4 million Pfizer COVID-19 vaccines on Wednesday, putting the country and Chile the first Latin American nations to vaccinate. USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Pastor Robert Jeffress from the First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, tells Fox, let's put the broken world in God's hands this Christmas.
88% of religiously unaffiliated people are planning to celebrate Christmas this year, and 10% of them say they're going to do more spiritual reflection than ever before. There is a hunger for the message of Christmas. And I think this pandemic, the unprecedented political strife we've seen in our country, all are reminders that this world is broken and quite frankly, we're powerless to fix it. But God can fix it. You know, somebody said if man's greatest need had been for money, God would have sent us an economist. If our greatest need had been for education, God would have sent us a teacher. But our greatest need is for forgiveness. And that's why God sent us a Savior. The angel said to the shepherds, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And that's what Christmas is about.
According to the National Congressional Study Survey, there's an estimate 380,000 churches in the United States in 2020. Zoom is getting into the holiday spirit. The popular video chat platform has announced that it will be temporarily suspending the 40-minute limit on call lengths for free subscribers during key holiday periods. The first block is the end of Hanukkah from now until Saturday morning. The second stretches from the morning of December 23rd to the morning of December 26th, while the last block is December 30th to the morning of January 2nd. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Christmas traditions. One of them is that you'll be able to hear a good, really kind of lively DJV program on Friday of this week. December the 23rd is what we're celebrating today. And a week from today, we'll be looking at the calendar and saying, good riddance, right? I'll look back all every radio program and TV show. I'll look back at 2020 like we need to regurgitate all the crap from this past year. Unga bunga. Nah, let's not. I don't know whether. Well, maybe we'll do. Leave it to the ladies. They can tell me what they want to remember and don't want to remember about this. But there are probably some good things. I was about to say, Jennifer, what's the best thing that happened to you in this past year? But I'll save that for next week, okay? You can actually prepare. And then I'll probably forget to ask you the question.
It'll probably take her a week to come up with something good.
Yeah. Exactly. How about you?
She's had a rough week, a rough year.
What about you, though, Victoria?
Do you want me to answer now, or are we saving it for next week?
Well, maybe we'll save it for next week.
Okay.
Situation in Massachusetts, I find this very interesting because I didn't come up with this, but because I spend my life and grown up in Massachusetts and sort of transplanted much of my time starting in the early 90s to Los Angeles, there's an interesting sort of a price war going on between Massachusetts and the west coast of Los Angeles, especially in places, not even Santa Monica or some of the upscale parts of Los Angeles. There's a tweet showing side-by-side Zillow listings, that's gone viral over how far roughly $1.1 million can go in terms of buying a home in Los Angeles versus buying one here in Massachusetts. Down, they used Fall River, and I don't know why they did.
It's it just a happened
industrial
to be,
town.
Yeah. Yeah, Fall River just happened to be the listing that popped up, and they happened to be next to each other, and people started going, wait a minute, for $1.1 million in Fall River, you get X, and then for $1.1 million in Los Angeles, you get half of this.
Nothing. Right, yeah.
So it's people were kind of
sad.
Yeah, yeah, people were kind of losing it because it was a two-bedroom, one-bath house. It was 885 square feet on Exposition Boulevard in L.A. I don't know what neighborhood
that is.
That's along the railroad tracks, actually. That's right. The tracks that there's the new line that runs from Santa Monica into the city, and they built it along the track that had been Exposition Boulevard. Yeah. Right.
So, so it's only 885 square feet, which is literally the size of my one-bedroom apartment that that we're currently living in. And so it's two bedrooms squished in, one bathroom, and it's $1.09 million.
Yeah.
And so that listing happened to be next to a house in Fall River for the same price that was six bedrooms, seven bathrooms, and 7,860 square feet for the same price. Right? And that's why people just went, they lost their minds.
Well, what is there about, what is there about Los Angeles? I could ask myself this.
The attraction about New York City?
To Los Angeles, my daughter and my son and my grandson lived there, but they didn't. My son followed me to California when I went out there in 93. He was just getting out of school and made a career for himself there and liked it and felt, you know, comfortable and it was cool and all of that stuff. A lot of people have done that. They seem to like the weather. I quite like the energy. But I will tell you, we laugh about this sort of thing. I made no secret about how much money I made buying and selling houses in between 2001 and 2009. I bought and sold four places and made millions of dollars doing it. And I only borrowed the first $90,000 I put into it. And after that, I just kept borrowing against the houses that I owned. And it was a fabulous time. Why was there? I suppose to go back to dig into the psychology of why people were going there. Certainly the seat of the entertainment industry. There was lots of other things. You know, everything's connected kind of to the entertainment industry. But it was kind of a fun place to be. A lot of things going on. The last house I owned that I sold 4 or 5 years ago was 1,800 square feet on a 2,800-foot lot. Wow. And, and it was taxed. The tax on that place was more than my 114-acre farm. And that's really, it is. It's not the house.
The property taxes will kill you.
Yeah. It's just, so at this point, there isn't that big of an attraction. I don't understand how, I was looking at some places, I'm not going to be able to go there this winter for obvious reasons, but looking at some of the places along San Vicente Boulevard, Jennifer, that's down near the canyon where the last house was, you know, they're still getting $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 a month for places that are not really that special. And apparently people are still paying that, at
location,
least in Santa Monica.
Location.
Yeah. Well, it's
but
a beautiful
we're losing
beautiful
a lot
view.
Of people. A lot of the middle class is being driven out of California because no one can afford to live here. So it's
the very poor and the very rich
that are still sticking it out here.
Right.
Right.
That's happening
right,
the same thing in Manhattan, too. Same thing. There's no middle class left in Manhattan. The pandemic was the final straw. Yep.
Right. All right. Now, let's move to little gossip, you ladies. I love listening to the two of you go during the break. So we should, I keep saying this, and I don't know why we don't do it. I'm being serious. We make a podcast out of the stuff that you two talk about.
We would all be fired if you did that.
Phil can clean it up a little bit. So here's J-Lo and A-Rod. Interesting combo, right? Jennifer Lopez, Alex Rodriguez.
I think they're called J-Rod now, right?
J-Rod, is that what it is?
Yes, I think that's their couple name.
Okay. All right, so he gave her a rock, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a boulder.
$1 million emerald-cut diamond ring that he gave to her last year. But now, apparently, J-Lo isn't sure getting married to A-Rod is a good idea. She was talking to Andy Cohen on his radio program about why she's thinking again about going down the aisle. She's been married three times. I didn't realize she'd been married three
times. Yeah, he would be the fourth.
So she says, we've both been married before and before and before. Why do we get married? What does it mean for us? You know, I think that's a question. This is not about the two of them not liking each other. It's just realizing that marriage is not all that big a deal. I mean, it's wonderful that you, Victoria, and Lewis got together and you've been married and it's happy and it's wonderful and God bless you. I just think that there's an impracticality to it. And I'm not sure which side of it. And I've actually said this. I think I said it to Jennifer. I don't know what we've talked about. It's, you know, what you do is none of my business. Anybody. If I talk about myself and what's good for me, and being married is not good for me. It never really was. I think that that's, it depends on the individual. And it's not that I'm a philanderer, because I've never, when I'm with somebody, I'm not with anybody else. That's just it. I don't know what it means. Maybe, is it commitment? Is that what it's all about? Is that what she's talking about? Is that what, by the time you've committed yourself and it didn't work, do you just wear out on it? I guess that's the question. What do you, I mean,
I don't know, I think it's interesting. She brought up that, you know, they had a big, I didn't know this, but she said that they had a huge wedding planned for June in Italy. And then, of course, in March and April, they started looking at what the situation was, and Italy was like the worst place in the world to be, so they had to cancel everything. And then they guess, I guess she said that they started talking about, you know, do we really need to do the wedding? Maybe we do the Kurt and Goldie thing, you know? And they've been together over 30 years. Yeah. So I don't know. I you know, if you're not going to have kids, then, right? I mean,
The more weddings you've had, the more you go, well, okay, we've had the parties. We both have that.
Right.
We're not robbing each other of that experience, so we've had it.
She's certainly been in a white dress before.
Right.
We've seen her do the whole thing, so,
you know, and he has too, not the white dress, but he's had the wedding, so why not?
Yeah. And they both have kids. They're not having any more. She's 51, so I don't think that's on the table. So, yeah, it kind of makes sense why maybe they would just stay engaged. It's a very romantic thing to just stay engaged forever. It's not like they're not
committed. Would you have chosen that? Would you have, Victoria, if it was up to you? I mean, the two of you decided to get married, obviously, but would you have been okay just living together? You're not going to have children, so...
When we got married, that was on the table. We were talking about it. So
having children or not getting married?
Having children. Yeah. So we've been married 3.5 years. So I would have been fine doing the Kurt and Goldie thing. Lewis was more traditional and wanted to get married. So I don't have any regrets. I love being married to him. So it's been fine. But I understand. I have plenty of friends who have, you know, been divorced. They had a starter marriage. It didn't work out. It left a really bad taste in their mouth. And then, you know, they just kind of want to do the Kurt and Goldie thing. So I can see both sides of it for sure. And I think in J-Lo and A-Rod's case, I don't know, that's a lot of finances. They're worth billions. Yeah. You know, that's a lot to combine.
Yeah,
I don't know. They seem to be doing the blended family thing pretty well. The kids all get along, which is
really
great.
And they're combining their finances must be a disaster.
Right.
Oh, gosh.
Well, I think that's the thing. Oftentimes, no matter who you are, it's very difficult to separate. It's what's
me,
mine is mine.
I got this house and a lottery ticket. Let's go.
Right. What's yours is yours.
Well, Jen, you're kind of going through
ours.
That, too, right? I mean, you've got
it's
blended
a
family,
thing.
And and it's a lot.
To combine lives,
separate houses.
Very difficult. Yep.
Right.
There it is. Christmas traditions that may be different this year. Let's visit a few of those. If you're going to be home for Christmas, this may be something that gives you a little, speaking of starter stuff, starter information or starter thoughts. Maybe many of you have had them. I've certainly had them. But I think it would be nice for us to sort of tune in to what all of us think we're going to do differently this year, other than the obvious. Right now, I want you thinking about where we are and how we're taking care of ourselves, and are we going to really get through all this? Are we going to be done with it by early next year? A way for you to take care of you and not have to worry about all the other things everybody's yammering about is to take some action on yourself. And that is in a natural way, drug-free way. The sinuses that you have had that are all congested, you don't have the flu, you don't have a cold, but you just don't feel good. And so the folks at Navage have come up. Somebody actually sent me a note. Is this called Assange? Is that what you're saying on the air? Is this an Assange? What does he have to do with all that? It's an Assange.
Yeah.
Assange up your nose, right, exactly. Wasn't there something about Assange? We were talking about him yesterday, weren't we?
Yeah, maybe a pardon.
Ah, right, okay. Anyway, well, you don't need a pod. There's nothing that Julian Assange is not connected to Navage at all. Navage is a nasal care system that's been developed to keep your nose clean. You know how your father and your mother used to say, keep your nose clean, kid. Well, this is the way for you to do it and to teach your children how to do it. Now, if you were Victoria or Jennifer, is Lewis using this device, and how do you clean
it
up?
He has used it.
Between the two of you, how do you sterilize it? What do you do?
Soap and water. No, it just says soap and water. You don't put it in the dishwasher. It's easy.
Right. Yeah, all right. So, Jennifer, you're not sharing yours with anybody, right?
I'm not. No, not currently.
Okay. Go to Navage.com. That's the advice I have for you. You don't have to stress about all the nasty stuff that you breathe anymore. Did you see that thing about the stuff that's in planes? It's in the L.A. Times yesterday, Jennifer. Did you see this in the L.A. Times yesterday? We are slowly being poisoned. The story is how toxic fumes seep into the air you breathe on planes. And it's not about the virus. It's about the exhaust that's coming out the back of the engines.
Wonderful.
And how when you get in the back of a plane, sometimes you can smell the diesel fuel, because that's what it is. Because all the entryway for all of the air and the exhaust is in the back of the plane.
But what happened to the air filter? The filtration system
that's
is so
air,
efficient.
The air, it's the air itself is okay.
But wouldn't that get rid of the fumes too?
Apparently not. Oh. Not according to this article, anyway.
Wow.
So anyhow, so I just bring that up because it seems rather interesting that the airlines have been talking. I told you how filthy the planes were. I was in four planes this past weekend, and they were all filthy. And I sent a note to American yesterday. They said, "How'd you like your flight?" So
it's sticky diesel fumes.
Yeah, right. I had 1,000 characters that I could use, and I used 994 of them to tell the airline what I thought about their cleanliness and how we're doing it. So anyway, this is personal responsibility, though. Back to the Navage. Personal responsibility. Take care of yourself. Do this. This is a good, if you go to Navage.com, doubt that you can get it in time for Christmas, but you can get at least some info if you want to put it in somebody's stocking to give it to them. It would be a good experience for them to have and for you as well. The way to clear your nose and keep your head clean and clear, the natural way, is to go to Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
All right, so you're home for Christmas. How many people are not doing that to start off with, right? I mean, most people that I know who have family elsewhere, not going to where the family is.
Yeah.
I've talked to any number of people. We're staying home and we're just cooking for each other. I think that's your story. And Jennifer, I haven't gotten from you what you're doing.
Yeah, it's going to be small. It's going to be different this year. We were going to have more people over for Christmas Eve, but, you know, people are starting to worry and cases are going up. And so everybody's just kind of staying away. So it'll be
first Christmas celebrated anywhere in America was 1659 by the folks in Massachusetts Bay Colony. For those of you who remember back that far, 10 before the hour.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour on the Wednesday DJB program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Doug, Stefan, Victoria Keelan here with an overview of Google and Facebook agreeing to help each other in these fights. I saw some other stuff about them that was very unflattering with regard to the two of them and what they're up to. It would seem they're up to no good. That's for sure. And I think that the general public is getting into that. Don't you think that way, Victoria?
Well, I mean, this was from the Wall Street Journal. This was a big investigation that they did. And so prosecutors have accused Google and Facebook of forging a pact to help defend each other against these antitrust complaints. The allegation was revealed in the unredacted version of an antitrust lawsuit that was brought against Google last week by the attorneys general of Texas and nine other states. The attorneys general have accused both companies of making an unlawful agreement in which Google gave Facebook a leg up on its online ad auctions in exchange for Facebook backing down from its competitive threats. So according to the unredacted complaint, the deal, which was given the Star Wars theme code name Jedi Blue, included a provision in which the companies pledged to, quote, cooperate and assist each other in responding to any antitrust action and to promptly and fully inform the other party of any governmental communication related to the agreement. This is all coming from the Wall Street Journal report. So the suit alleges that that there was a 2018 contract that was signed by Facebook Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg, who wrote an email to Mark Zuckerberg and other bosses saying, quote, this is a big deal strategically. So the Texas-led suit is one of three antitrust cases that Google is now facing. None of them name Sheryl Sandberg in this, even though that one email seems to be as part of the evidence. The U.S. Essentially, 38 states, the attorneys general from 38 states have filed this together. Facebook has been slapped with an antitrust complaint as well by the Federal Trade Commission and 46 other states. Google called the Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's claims about its ad technology inaccurate and then denied that it manipulates it, its ad auction. That's essentially the ad auction is companies get to bid on the ad space on Google. And so they actually added, a Google spokesperson added, that Facebook participates in several similar auctions on rival platforms, meaning that they don't just buy ads on Google. They buy ads on Yahoo. They buy ads on Safari. They buy ads on every other, you know, search engine that's out there. So Google's basically saying the idea that this is a secret deal is wrong, and they claim that they've been public about this partnership with Facebook for many years. So we'll see where it goes. This is politically motivated. The only people suing Google and Facebook are Republicans. So, you know, they have been very anti-Facebook because I don't know why, but they believe that Facebook, I mean, every bit of evidence has shown that Facebook has been incredibly kind to Republicans and Trump. They have not taken down misinformation. I mean, we've been through this before. I don't know what their beef with Facebook is. Certainly they have a beef with Google. And they have said for a long time that, you know, that Google has slanted sort of, you know, and left-leaning search results and things like that. It makes sense for them to go after Google. I don't get why they're going after Facebook. So we'll see where it goes. This may end up being absolutely nothing, but we'll see.
All right. Let's move into this Verizon 5G story. I'm having my fellow over today, the tech guy, we've had a jam up. I'm supposedly getting X amount of service from the folks at Verizon, but it's jammed up in some of my systems here, and so it wouldn't make any difference.
I don't know what that means, but you're paying for something you're not getting. Right.
Right. Yeah. And that's what a lot of people are saying about 5G. They haven't got the facilities to take the stuff to use it, so what's the point of it? I guess is the question.
Yeah, so in this new report from PC Magazine has shown that Verizon's new 5G network is actually slower than its LTE network. And the LTE was the step before 5G. So it went 4G and then LTE and then up to 5G. And so essentially some users are better off turning off the 5G capability and just using the LTE because it's faster. So the solution for right now is if that is the case where you feel like you're 5G speeds are a lot slower, just disable the 5G and stick with LTE. Unless,
are you still paying for it?
No, it doesn't really matter. It's your cell phone plan. So if you travel to a place where 5G isn't available, you're going to see LTE on the top of your phone screen anyway. So it just depends on what you have available. But LTE is everywhere. 5G is not yet. So if you're in an area, if you happen to live in an area where there's a 5G tower near you, then you're going to have faster speeds. But if you don't, then just disable it and just use the LTE. Now, this all, unless you're using the millimeter wave network, which is a much smaller network, but it is a lot faster, that's the only exception to this. But if you have Verizon, take a look around and see what your phone does and your internet.
All right. That's some good advice from Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.